Monday, 21st of April, 1997.
This meeting began with a guided journey through Sue, followed by comments from Les before the meeting finished.
I would like to take you on a journey through one of the realms from which I have travelled.
We would be very, very interested in that and shall be happy to journey with you.
May I just request that should the vocal cords begin to fail, then the lady seated beside the instrument could place her hand upon the back of the person.
Yes, of course.
Yes.
And is the light satisfactory for you, or would you like less?
At the present time, everything is conducive to my being here.
Splendid.
I ask you to imagine you are all closed in a long rope, tied at the waist with a silver cord. Each one of you is dressed in the color that you have been given previously as the color of your life. Are you aware of what I speak?
Yes, we all remember our colors.
So we begin our journey. You are barefoot. There is no need to have your feet covered. You are walking upon the softest and most delicate moss. Feel it going between your toes and feel the energy from it traveling upwards through your limbs. Feel it as it reaches your solar plexus. Feel the energy as it travels upwards and rests around your face and head. Slowly move forwards. We are now passing through an arbor of trees which are bending towards the center, forming an arch through which the love of the Creator is dappling through like sunlight playing on the waters of the lake. As you pass through these trees, reach out and touch the bark of them either side of the pathway. Feel its softness and listen as it speaks to you, as it speaks the age-old words of wisdom of the soil. continuing forwards through these trees into a meadow. The moss has now given way to lush green pasture. Feel it as it sweeps past your ankles. Feel it as it wraps itself around your feet, pulling you down into the earth's surface. And now continue slowly. Ahead of you is a magnificent rose tree, larger and more abundant than ever you would see on this earth that you dwell upon. I ask each one of you to take a rose that is growing there, the rose of the color of the robe you are wearing. Be very careful not to take a color that does not belong to you. Look into the depths of the petals. Listen to what it has to say to you. Accept the love that it brings and let it flow through your fingertips until it goes down into the earth's surface. And once more springs to life as a separate rose tree. Look around you. Can you not see them growing as I speak? Now, continue walking. Ahead of you, you should see a gateway. There are four steps leading upwards. I ask you to climb these steps and wait for me at the entrance. And now we go through each one of you. Stand before one of the windows that is on either side of the room in which you find yourself. You will know which window to go to, because course you have picked will be there in magnificent colored glass and gold. There are enough windows for each one of you, regardless of whether you have the same color rose held in your hand. Now, turn and face the window and look through the pane. Ahead of you is a shining pathway. Step through your window and stand at the beginning. Everything that has passed since you were first birthed on this earth. Seen in the first few feet of your path. I ask you to look beyond that. Should see a glowing light in the center. Concentrate, I say to you, concentrate each one of you on the center of that pinprick of light, and watch as it slowly spreads outwards until it becomes a glowing orb. Reach out your right hand and place it beneath the light. Let it wash over your fingers until you feel you could lift it as you would a ball. Slowly raise your arm until it is above your head. Now, slowly, bring your hand down so that the light may come over you like a cloak of starlight. Feel it as it tingles over your skin. Feel it as it becomes part of the robe which clothes your body. And feel it as it sinks past your feet and back into the sacred soil. And watch as that light becomes a parallel pathway to the one already at your feet. My children, this is the pathway given to you to follow all the days of your life, and in the life to come, you will surely recognize it as your years pass. You may stumble, you may feel that you have gone on a, what you may call, diversion, but know in your heart that you will find it and continue in the direction it leads you. Put that pathway deep into your heart and remember its existence when times are especially hard and decisions you have to make seem never-ending. That pathway is the pathway of light and love, and will lead you ultimately to the end of your rainbow. Now, turn from it and walk back through your window. Now, lay your rose at the bottom of the glass. Stand and walk towards the doorway from whence you have come. Go down the steps and wait. Arrive. images, which you should see, have grown magnificently in the time you have been gone. Take a rose of your color from the new trees and walk back beneath the trees of the dappling sunlight. Listen as the leaves give you their blessing. And onward, until you feel the velvet moss between your toes. I ask you to reach down and push your hands into it until they are covered up to your wrists. From this moss, you will now have the strength to continue back into the earthly realms from which I have just briefly taken you. Place your hands together in supplication and offer your love to the magnificent creator of all things that you have just seen, and all things that are yet to be seen. Look at the eternal flame. Feel the power as it wraps itself and protects each one of you and ask only that you may continue to do the will of that great one, whose name is different to you all. You may upon its memory in times of stress, in times of unhappiness or trouble, and know deep, deep in your heart and soul that there is a magnificent and overwhelming life yet to come.
Thank you for what you have said, for where you have taken us, and for the marvelous spiritually emotional journey you gave. I'm sure it will remain with all of us as you have said.
It is a small token of love and gratitude for the work done through the name of that great spiritual love which encompasses us all. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to come and ask that because of the emotions in the room in which you sit, that you finish your time quietly, and allow this instrument of peace to return to you.
Yes, we shall do that.
I offer you love of the Spirit made into your souls and reside there for all eternity until we meet again.
I hope we shall meet again. Farewell to you, my friend, and God be with you at all times. Good night.
There was a period of quiet of 10 to 15 minutes during which Sue slowly returned to physical awareness. Leslie then went back to his chair with the intention of closing the meeting, but a control came through him quite unexpectedly.
I talk quietly, my friends, not to disturb those who are still with us here. You can hear me, I trust.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I come only to thank you for your silence and your patience during that journey, which, though seemingly simple, took much time and effort to prepare for you. As was said, it was offered as a token of love for us hope that you will continue to do in the future. You have had but a little glimpse of the magnificence of creation that awaits your passing in the course of time. And that magnificence which was explained is only in what you would term the middle realms of existence. I cannot be more explicit in explanation, but I think you will know what that means. It is but a stepping stone to the true magnificence, the unimaginable magnificence of ultimate creation. You have this to work towards. Do not neglect it, I beg of you. Now those who were instrumental in bringing power for the master who spoke to you this time are able to return without discomfort. So I bid you farewell and trust that your journey will remain always in your conscious mind, as was said to you, call upon it in times of pain, in times of distress, in times of doubt, in times of uncertainty. It is there for your strength. Do not forget that.
Thank you. I appreciate your words and your message.
Thank you.
God be with you, my friends.
I'm with you.
May life be good to you. But you have much better to look forward to. Always remember. I bid you farewell now. And again, thank you for your quiet and your patience. I'll be with you all.
Thank you. God be with you.
Say a seething mass, but an absolute mass of people here,
mm-hmm.
all contributing to that one.
Okay.
All right, you're about dozing, all right, are you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
All right, Sue.
Yes, thank you.
End of April 21st meeting.